Hey, want a break from the ads?
Yes, please.
Want me to tell you how to get this show ad-free forever for just the price of a cup of coffee?
Yes, please.
What if I told you that not only could you get this show ad-free, but you can get access to loads of other goodies, such as The Table Talk Show, a bi-weekly talk show where the cast of The Encounter Table get together and discuss their favorite moments of each episode, answer listener questions, and more?
Yeah,
but what if I told you that's not all? What if I also told you that depending on your tier, you can get access to all of our stretch goal mini campaigns, uncut episodes with editor notes, random bi-weekly bonus content that can be like literally anything, like a Smash or Pass drinking game, the cast playing Mafia, Jackbox party games on Discord.
Oh my god, shut up and tell me. Fuck.
Okay. You just go to patreon.com/theencountertablepod.
Oh, it's that easy, huh? Just go to patreon.com/theencountertablepod?
Yeah, dude. patreon.com/theencountertablepod. Or, you know, you could just go to the episode description.
Huh. That is easy. Can we get back to the show now?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
The Encounter Table is an explicit podcast meant for adult listeners only. If you are under the age of 18, we won't tell your mom. But we could. We do know her. Very, very intimately.
Yeah, you fucking nerds. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Encounter Table, a D&D real play podcast about four unfortunate individuals taken from our world and thrown into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. If you don't know anything about D&D, that is totally fine, because look, let's just face the facts, okay? Neither do I. I'm a dumb fucking nat 1, 0 intelligence score baby, okay? So, let this dumb fucking baby explain to you how to play this dumb fucking game.
You're really playing up the dumb baby
thing. I thought your intelligence was in the negatives.
Yep.
That's spicy.
Listen, even a dumb baby can explain things once in its life the right way.
Exactly. Put simply, D&D is an improv storytelling game that we tell through the eyes of our own individual characters, and the element of fate is introduced by the roll of a 20-sided die, more commonly referred to as a d20. Typically, the higher the roll, the better the outcome, lower the roll, the worse the outcome. But, with that being said, my name is Baron, and I play Dex Turner, the Hexblade swashbuckling skater boy who is in a band. Yeah, he's in a band. And the name of said band is...
Say it right now.
Fucking, Butt Eaters. That's it. Yep, that's... That is canon. Now, I did that.
Butt
Sorry.
Eaters, dear God.
It's spelled B-U-T-T space... E-E-T-R-Z.
Ooh.
That's...
They sound like a nice jazz band. I feel like they play jazz,
oh, for sure.
Right?
I am joined today by Luke Godfrey.
What up? I'm Luke Godfrey. I play Scott Travis, the gamer boy...
Oh my god, fuck off.
The gamer boy turned druid.
Scott Travis,
the gamer boy turned druid, who hasn't touched grass in a while. It's been a minute.
Just 1 minute?
Yeah, it's been exactly,
I guess you could call
seconds.
Him a grassless jack. Hey-o.
That, okay, future Brandon put in some cricket noises here.
Cactus Jack?
Cricket. Cricket.
Cactus Jack
cricket.
Joke.
Cricket.
Man, fuck y'all, I'm funny. I'm also joined by Joe LaJoyce.
Well, hello there, listeners. My name is Joe LaJoyce, and I play Preston Adelin, a preppy half-elf sorcerer with a knack for the wild things in life, who is also a closeted role-playing fanatic.
I love that.
Quick question about Preston, Joe.
Of course, ask away.
How many fucking swirlies has this kid got?
None, because if you bully at his school... You get fined heavily. You pay a heavy
price. You
get
fined?
You pay a heavy price. You have to wear this really out of fashion ascot.
You get fined.
I'm sorry. An out of fashion ascot is your punishment for giving someone a wedgie? What the fuck?
Listen, visual appearance is everything at his school. If you look like a dipshit, no one's going to want to talk to you.
Is that really out of fashion ascot, the one you're wearing right now?
No, this was actually ahead of the curve. That was not nice. Burn. Listen, Preston may be preppy, but he still has feelings.
Do they? Does he?
Does he really?
Well, he's got a big heart. At least I think so.
I'm sure your mama thinks you're beautiful.
So is the Grinch.
It's a face only a mother could love.
She might. I am also joined by Jordan Maka.
Hey, I'm Jordan Maka, and I play Clarissa Coldshore, the tiefling fighter. And you'll typically see her walking with a vanilla chai tea latte in one hand and her phone in the other hand with her perfectly manicured claws, I like to call them, viciously tapping away to her friends, gossiping, of course, because what else would Clarissa be doing on her free time?
Making boys cry.
Now, this chai tea latte thingy, is it like to 100% organic, oat milk, two pumps of vegan. Vanilla?
Oh, yeah.
Gluten-free.
All that jazz.
All the ads.
Hormone-free.
She's a very extra person.
Her chai tea lattes are 100% organic and 100% whitewashed, ladies and gentlemen. That shit is just straight whipped cream and sugar. That is all that is. It is 90% whipped cream and sugar and like 10% actual fucking tea.
Fucking A.
That she doesn't even drink all of it, so.
I bet Clarissa watches True Crime. Mm.
Oof.
She likes more Pretty Little Liars, the dramas.
Oh, so she has daddy issues. Got it.
Oh. I mean, you can say that about a lot of shows, though.
Zinger!
I mean, if anything, she sees her daddy's money more than her dad, so...
Oh.
If that says anything.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's just...
I don't know if I should laugh or cry.
Yeah.
She's swimming in cold cash.
That got spicy.
Now, we're not going to unpack all of that just yet.
Anywho.
Not right now, no.
I just see Jordan in like a therapist's office. Not Jordan, Clarissa, with like the Rorschach test. And it's literally just like a $100 bill. And it's like, tell me what you think of this. Father, fuck, dad, fuck.
Daddy? I mean,
Daddy, fuck, dollar. That's what that
money,
is.
Money, currency, love. I mean, I mean.
Dude, what's love?
Oh, I don't know. They don't teach us that in school.
Ladies and gentlemen, without more delay, if I could just bring in a little drum roll. The fog rolls in. One spotlight. The other spotlight. They do a little... And then they merge. You see a silhouette. Keep going. Keep the fucking drum roll going.
Oh, sorry.
You see a silhouette of this beautiful, burly, bearded man. He turns around and says,
"Buckle up, you liches and bitches. My name's Otto. I'll be your DM for this campaign. So warm up those dice, grab your favorite snack, sit back and relax. You are at the encounter table." Let's go! Autumn day in a small town outside of, let's say, southern Grand Rapids. There's clouds in the air.
Oh, fuck. I'm in Michigan now.
Fuck you. Gotta love Michigan.
Mitten slap.
The air is cool. Clouds moving through the sky. Birds chirping. It's a wonderful day. You all find yourselves at a mall. What do you do?
I'm
going to call my mom.
Can you call my mom, too?
Oh, trust me. I will, baby. Wink.
I lost my phone, and I actually don't know how to get home from here.
Clarissa doesn't even know her mom's phone number. She's just worried about getting her venti latte, so.
Does Clarissa know her mom?
She knows her first name.
I mean, they live together.
She knows. All right,
good to know. Anyway.
By proxy, she would know her last name, too.
Scott, what are you currently doing?
Scott is currently behind the cashier desk thingy at Spencer's, because that is where he works. Scott, he's a pretty tall, lanky dude.
Typical.
Some longish, wavy, dirty brown hair. He's got a look of pure disgust on his face at the world and everything around him. He's got his Nintendo Switch hidden behind the counter, and he's playing Breath of the Wild right now.
Good man.
Gang.
Gang. Dex, what are you doing?
Hi. I'm gonna call my mom.
Okay. She doesn't answer.
I'm gonna call her again. Otto, you're gonna play my mother,
yo,
damn it!
Yo. That is the complete opposite of yes and.
All right.
It's not even no buts. It's just like, no.
She actually turns her phone off.
You have no service here.
There's yes ands, no buts, but then there's a step beyond that. No, period.
Dexter, sweetie, what's up?
Fucking hell, Mom. You sound like a dork.
Well, that is not nice.
But
where are your manners?
What? Where are they? Dex checks his pockets.
You want to let me know what?
I don't know. Oh, I finished school. I finished.
How did you finish school? You still should have another year and a half.
Well, I went to the office.
Okay.
No. I went to the office and I told them that I want to stop.
You.
And so they gave me this paperwork because I mean, you know, my birthday was last week. I'm 18 now.
Yes.
So they were like, here, just sign this. So I signed that paper and they said I was done. So
wait.
I graduated
wait,
early.
Wait. Dexter, sweetie. Did you graduate or did you drop out?
Little column A, little column B.
Tomato, tomato.
You know, he graduated to a point where he felt emotionally comfortable to drop out.
Honey, that's not finishing. That's quitting. Your father's going to be so disappointed.
Mom, no, you said I can't quit.
Correct. Go back to school.
No, I'm done. Bye, I love you. And then he hangs up.
Wow.
Dang.
And then he's going to send a text to Preston's mom real quick and be like, hey, I'll be over in about an hour. Just got to pick some shit up from the mall. And then he sends an eggplant and a winky face and then puts his phone in his pocket and he heads to Spencer's.
Oh, my God.
Preston's mom texts back, winky face, fire.
What?
Winky face, fire.
Oh, my God.
Wet emoji.
And then how?
Yeah, I'm fucking your mom, Joe.
I don't like this.
How do you have my mom's phone number? How did this happen?
Oh, my God. Because
I fuck her. Dex doesn't just hit it and quit it, dog.
Oh my God.
That's fine. This is all fine.
Fuck.
Here's the kicker. Dex does not know that Preston's mom is Preston's mom.
Yeah,
there
I get that, but now Joe, the human being who has to now play Preston, knows that. I don't like it.
Oh my God.
Oh. So yeah, he heads into Spencer's.
All right, what do you want to do with Spencer's?
Just whistling a little jaunty tune.
Welcome
I'll
to Spencer's.
You,
he's gonna go.
He's playing some type of like summer.
He's
punk.
Gonna go to the adult section for a present for Preston.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say present for your dad.
No.
I was like, okay, all right, you guys are at that father-son bonding level. I get that shit.
Is he gonna get any help picking anything out?
Not from Scott.
No.
Oh no.
He's just gonna walk over to like a lollipop that's like dick shaped and he's like, oh cool, candy. And he's just gonna grab it off the wall, put it in his hoodie. By the way, I guess what Scott sees as Dex enters the Spencer's is another tall, lanky individual in a hoodie. That was great branding.
How
on our
original.
Behalf. Also with long, curly, dark hair.
Wait a minute.
As I said earlier, he's wearing a black hoodie. On the front says Butt Eaters, the name of his band. He's rocking like a black kind of tattered up beanie, black nail polish. He's got some piercings here and there. But that's really it. Pretty, you know, he's just like the guy that Avril Lavigne wrote Skater Boy about. That's him. But yeah, he walks back to the adult section and grabs the dick lollipop and puts that in his hoodie.
Oh wait, okay. So wait, and so wait, are you trying to steal right now?
I think he is.
Yeah.
DM, can I roll like a perception check or something?
Oh, absolutely, you can.
Hell yeah! First roll of the campaign, boys. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Fuck it up.
That is a 10 plus 6, 16.
That's about mid. That's pretty mid. That's pretty acceptable.
That is pretty acceptable. Now, you notice him. You don't exactly see what he took, but you saw him grab something off a shelf and place it
gotcha.
In the pouch of his hoodie. How do you wish to proceed?
Sir?
This is a Wendy's.
sir, you can't put the merchandise in your clothes, sir.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah. You're the only guy in here right now.
That's not my name.
What's your name, dude?
It's not sir. I'm telling you.
Okay, smartass. Take whatever that is out of your hoodie.
What's your name?
My name is, fuck you. Get that, whatever it is, out of your hoodie. And we don't have to have this conversation.
That's my name
anyway.
Also.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. I forget where I asked.
I can't take it out. I don't have to.
Oh, yeah, you kind of do.
Why?
Scott starts putting away his switch in his bag because he knows this is going to probably be a long situation because that's called stealing. You got to bring that to the counter and pay for it first.
Oh, no. It's okay. It's okay. I'm a socialist.
What?
I read somewhere that, like, socialists don't have to buy anything because money doesn't exist.
That's not how it works at all, dude. What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure that's how socialism works.
I haven't studied that, but that's not how this store works. And I point at the ground with both of my hands.
This country is a spenders? Spencers.
This country was founded on Spencers and capitalism, goddammit.
You're going to obey it like every good American citizen does.
47 years ago, I went to Spencer's.
They had the most beautiful selection
said,
of
hey, why do we have slaves?
But yeah, if you could just either put that back where you found it or come up to the counter and pay for it, then we'll be golden.
Hmm. Smoke bomb! And then, like, Dex just runs out of the building.
Did he even throw anything?
Oh,
no.
Does he just say smoke bomb and run? Oh my god.
Yeah, he just yells smoke bomb and runs.
Karen, take over the counter. I hop over the counter and chase after him.
What does Karen do? Is she like...
She is the manager.
She just kind of looks up.
Fine, whatever. Better be back here in 5 minutes or this is going to cost your ass.
I flip her off on my way out.
Let's be real. This is a Spencer's. Karen has been in the parking lot of the mall smoking, like, since she clocked in.
Consider this your break, Scott.
Damn. That's brutal.
Yo, Karen, as the manager, is such a bitch. But all right, yeah, I'm chasing Dex down now.
All right. So, yeah. Dex, you gonna, you know, just keep going?
Yeah. Okay, while I'm running, I'm getting kind of thirsty. Do I see any, like, drinks in my vicinity?
Do you see any drinks?
Oh, no.
You see a tall, venti, whatever that means, Thai thing.
A tall, tall.
You see basic white girl coffee up ahead.
My first kill.
Is there a white girl attached to that coffee?
There is, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if there's a person attached to it. Dex is going to like just keep sprinting, and he's going to reach out and just like a drive-by, just like, what is like, it's like a sleight of hand, how people can just like slip like they're like someone's watch off
yeah,
of
them. Yeah, that's sleight of hand.
He's just going to like do that shit to the cup and be like, sorry, I'm a socialist! And just keep
so,
running.
With that being said, Clarissa, could you please describe yourself?
So Clarissa, she's about 5'7". She's pretty small, 18. She's kind of tan. She's got that long platinum hair going on. And she's just sashaying through the mall, drinking her coffee, you know, kind of looking for some dresses for the upcoming dance that's, you know, coming up. Just mind her own business, you know, not really wanting to socialize with anyone, obviously, because...
And then a socialist brings on him.
man, how the tables have turned.
How the turntables.
You really just can't go out and do anything nice for yourself anymore. You just have to run into these goddamn socialists. Ruining the country, bro.
Well, there goes our entire California fan base.
I was about to say, Dex is single-handedly bringing back the Red Scare. I am so sorry, California, but also not. Fuck LA. I hate you, man.
Oh, my God.
Your city fucking sucks.
That's our next piece of merch. Dex hates California. With that being said, what do you wish to do about your coffee being snatched?
Excuse me. She's just going to, like, stop. And she's just, like, shocked that somebody would actually grab something away
from her.
You're
excused.
I know he did not just do that because that was about $8 right there. And I mean, it's not really a penny out of my pocket, but the nerve that kid has. Yeah, I don't think so. And so she's going to start like kind of click clacking in her boots.
Okay.
I'm loving this mean girl's energy.
I imagine that when she runs, it's like borderline like Jack Sparrow run, where, like her hands are
just up. Yes, yes, it totally
justice
is.
For Johnny.
I'm about to get off.
Justice for Johnny.
Yes.
But it's like surprisingly fast.
I'll drink a mega pint to that.
She is determined to smash some leather purse up against his head.
Oh.
All right, yeah. So you begin click-clacking after Dex. You're surprisingly agile in those, however tall they are, heeled boots. So as you continue running this trifecta of anger and confusion and downright weird.
Socialism.
You find yourself in a large open area, shops around you. On your left side, there is a store. It's dark and dingy, and maybe half the lights in the sign work. An old man stands outside talking to a, frankly, a dweeb. Preston, do you care to describe yourself?
I would not describe myself as a dweeb, but...
Yes!
I don't know.
Yes, I already so, love it.
They never
do. Let me break it down for you. What Otto describes as a dweeb is a tall... I say tall-ish. He's like 6'2". You know, he's lanky. He's a skinny boy. But he's in a baggy sweatshirt with like some pretty nice pants. Like they're slacks. They definitely don't match. And then he's got a baseball cap over this like really curly hair, and it kind of like falls down onto his olive skin, and he's talking very like passionately to this shop owner. You guys probably can't hear what the conversation is about, but you get the gist that it's probably something dweeby because it is. He's very excited about it.
Otto, you said that shop was to the left, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, fuck that. I run to the right.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I fucking knew it.
So I as knew you as soon run as you to the right, you notice a door swing open vigorously as three tall individuals wearing security vests. Okay, I won't say three tall. One skinny, scrawny little security guard, one big buff dude, and one chubby guy. I think his name's like Paul or something. He's on a Segway, but he's coming.
What are their voices? What are their voices? I need these characters' voices.
Give us the skinny guy first.
The skinny guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, you, stop!
Oh my God. Does he have a mustache?
Oh, that's aggressive.
No!
You hear the chubbier guy chime in. Now, boy, you better get yourself back here.
Oh my God.
He's got a cowboy hat on. He's kind of a southern dude. And then the big buff dude. Yeah, you better stop there, bud.
Oh my God.
Thickest Midwestern accent you can imagine.
Oh, yeah, bud. You know, cool. That ain't too nice now.
So, like, is he, like, cornered then between me and the security guards?
Yeah, so he stops in this opening. Security guards blocking one exit. Scott and Clarissa blocking the other exit. They're all screaming at him. He doesn't know what to do. There's one
dude,
other
just give me back the
you.
Fucking dick lollipop, you ass.
Fuck you, it's for my girlfriend. And then Dex is going to like throw the coffee at or the tea at their feet to make like an oil spill and just take off towards the game shop.
I just got a pedicure.
It tasted like shit anyways.
As you do that, as you throw it at their feet and take off into the gift shop, you see the older man turned to the security guards. I've got this one. I'll call you in a minute. Are you two going to pursue?
Oh, yeah. Can I, like, roll to try and snatch him as he runs past me?
Sure.
But what would that be, like, dexterity?
Oh, that's going to be contested, baby.
Athletics.
Athletics, got it. Athletic. Oh, I'm not that good at athletics.
You're going to try a contested dex roll against the guy named Dex?
Athletics is strength-based, my guy.
So it's, you use both. If one is successful, you have to pass the other one to grapple somebody.
Can I try to swing my purse at his head?
Yes, you can.
He's running past.
Make an attack roll for me.
Can I roll, like, sleight of hand?
For
attack roll for or what? Athletics?
To hit him with your purse? That's an attack.
To, like, slip out.
That'd be more of a acrobatics.
All right, 1 second.
Okay.
I got a natural one!
Yeah, no, you miss him completely.
You actually face plant into the chai tea oil spill.
Yeah, I slip and fall in the chai.
All of the sugar and whipped cream makes it quite slick, and you end up just face planting.
So yeah, because I got a 17.
Damn.
I got an 11 to hit him with my purse.
What's your armor class?
It's a 15.
So you're gonna miss him just barely keeping upright. You stumble around, kind of looks like you're almost a little drunk, but you're not. It's just because it's slippery. Now he makes it into the game shop. Marvin turns in after him, and Preston just kind of follows because he sees this old creepy man as like a almost like a father figure.
Wait, his name is Marvin?
Oh no,
you haven't met him yet. You don't know his name.
Oh, gotcha.
You can see this. You can see the sign that says Marvin's Mystic Games.
Oh, gotcha.
Marvin's Mystic Games.
That's the ringtone.
So, two of the players are in this shop. Does the other two wish to join them?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to fucking run in there.
Oh, yeah. She wants one good hit at least.
Right. So, you all go storming into the shop and into a back room, and you're all arguing. Clarissa is swinging at him. He's barely just dodging out of the way. He's kind of a acrobatic lad. Marvin comes in. All of you, quiet. You stop screaming. You turn towards him. Now, everyone take a seat. This room is a smaller room, poorly lit. There's four chairs in front of you.
No.
Dex grabs a chair and runs out.
No, I have better things that I could be doing right now. I don't know why you're talking to me.
This dude's a thief. He was stealing from the Spencers. I gotta bring him back over there and... Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm a socialist!
Dude, I don't think you know what that means.
Saying it louder doesn't...
I don't think you know what anything means. You're dumb.
We are going to resolve all of this. Just take a seat. We will resolve with words.
Resolve? What? Dude, what are you on, old man?
Just take a seat.
Ooh. Okay, that was... Okay, Scott responds very well to authority, so he's just going to kind of sit down quietly.
Good boy.
I hope you know. If you try anything weird, I have pepper spray, and I know how to use it.
Noted. You two, sit down.
Well, all right, but after this, you have to sell me your figurines of Ferocia.
Very well. We will make a deal.
The fuck is Ferocia?
Are you asking? Are you asking Preston that in?
Yeah. You know, I am. The fuck's Ferocia?
He turns at you with like wide eyes. It's like. Only the most epic heroine of all of tabletop lore.
Okay, you can stop talking now.
Yeah.
So in front of you at this table, in the very center, there is a large crystal. Not a ball, kind of circular, though. And in front of each person, there's three miniature figurines. Now, before we get into the business at hand, let's play a game, shall we? Each of you, pick one and tell me which
this
one you pick.
This is ridiculous. What?
Place a finger upon one.
Wait, so can we like visibly
Oh, Dex is in, dog.
I was going to ask if we could see
What
him.
Does he see?
Oh, shit, I have to come up with descriptions for 12 figs. Here, tell you what. There's three in front of you. Describe the one you're going to pick.
Okay, there we go.
dog. Okay.
Scott picks one up. It's like a... owl person on it, like a bipedal humanoid with an owl face and owl wings and like druidic robes and a staff. Fine, I picked this one. Fuck, whatever, I'm on my break anyways. I'm probably gonna get fired. Doesn't matter.
All right, next, Dex.
Dex picks up the little dog piece from Monopoly, and he takes a Sharpie, and he draws, like, whiskers on it, and it makes the ears like cat ears. He's like, hey, look, meow, meow, and he puts that down.
Not that meow, one. Meow. Pick one of the miniatures. Instructing you.
It is small.
One of these ones. He points at the three minis in front of you. Not Monopoly.
He stares, and there's one that looks just like Dex, and he grabs that one, and he's like, oh, shit, and he puts it down. But what he doesn't see until he puts it down is that this version of Dex has cat ears and a tail.
Oh my god, you're such a fucking furry, dude. What the hell?
Dex touches his face and he's like, no.
Preston reaches out and grabs a humanoid figure with two striking like things about them. One, they have pointed ears. And two, they are surrounded by like magical elements of such things as like earth, fire, ice, things like that.
Okay. And Clarissa, how does yours look?
Clarissa is just going to kind of snatch one off the table, closest one to her. Kind of like a little, I guess, like lady with some horns on her. She's just going to kind of give out a huff and be like, okay, can I go now, please?
All right. So as you all grab these, he gestures over the table and you all feel a slight prick on your hand. And as you all, you know, kind of reel in this, not necessarily pain, but slight pain, but shock, you notice that now a small drop of blood is coming out of your hand, and there's just a little bit on each figure. God.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, did I get roofied?
No.
That was...
Oh, someone's lead on mine. I want a new one.
We're gonna play a game. Have fun, my toys.
No, we're not.
He begins fuck that.
He begins chanting Latin over the crystal, and as he does, you feel yourself become sleepier.
Wahi wahu wahu.
Yes, he chants wahi wahi wahu.
Wait.
And as he chants, you slowly get sleepier, but not like you're tired, almost like your consciousness is being pulled out of you, and you start to feel smaller. The mini starts to feel bigger. All of you are now unconscious. When you open your eyes, you're all in almost like a Skyrim loading room, right? It's like fog. There's no real ground below you, and everything's just black and foggy, and it's almost like you're in a different dimension. And you hear a booming voice come from overhead. Good. Now you will play. Play forever. Survive, and you just might be free. Die, and you shall perish. Everybody ready?
Am I dead?
What the fuck just happened? No, fuck you. I'm not playing your stupid-ass game, you asshole. Get me out of here.
Does this mean I don't have to pay for the lollipop?
No, you still have to pay for the fucking lollipop.
Damn.
You hear him begin to laugh as once again you start to lose consciousness.
What's up, all you cool gamers and teens? It's Baron and Luke from the Encounter Table. Do y'all remember when Pitbull rhymed Kodak with Kodak? How about when T-Pain rhymed mansion with Wisconsin? Pretty revolutionary, right? You know what else is revolutionary? Dubby.
What the fuck is Dubby?
Oh, you know, just the hottest new energy drink that all the cool teens and gamers are drinking. Duh.
Okay, I don't know about that, dude. I always get jittery after drinking energy drinks, not to mention all the sugar and all those ones that are marketed towards gamers. I don't get it. They're all chalky and gross, and I don't know. I don't like them.
Well, allow me to introduce you to your newest addiction, Dubby. I'm talking zero calories. I'm talking zero sugar. I'm talking zero jitters or crash. I'm talking zero bullshit like dyes, artificial colors, and chalkiness. Like, okay, I've heard a lot of claims from these other energy drink companies saying, we're not chalky. Fucking G Fuel, shut up, stupid dumb baby that needs a diaper. A dumb baby, fucking dumb stupid baby G Fuel that needs its poop diaper changed.
Calm down.
You're right.
No, I'm not calming down, man. Fuck G Fuel. You know what? They don't have flavors like Galaxy Grenade, right? Which is watermelon, guava, and lime. Oh, my God. They don't have Dragonade, which is dragon fruit with pink strawberry lemonade, baby. There's literally no downside to making the switch to Dubby. I don't get it.
Dragonade does sound pretty badass, not gonna lie. I mean, I've been addicted to Mountain Dew for the past few years now, and I've been trying to find, like, a substitute for it, and it's been kind of hard, Baron. It's been kind of hard. Where can I acquire some of this stuff? Where can I get this?
Well, Luke, let me tell you. Since we are professional Dungeons and Dragonade players, you can actually get some at dubby.gg and use code ENCOUNTER. That's dubby.gg with code ENCOUNTER, ENCOUNTER. Use that code at checkout and you can get 10% off of your order. Or you can just click the link in the episode description. So go get you some
W.GG. Oh, I get it. Like GG, like good game. Like you know, like the cool kids say.
No, like Goo Goo Gaga, which is what fucking G Fuel says.
Let's get back to the show.
In the beginning, there were tales of heroes and villains. These tales echo throughout all of Exandria. Tales of victory, defeat, blessings and sacrifice. These are the attributes to some of the greatest stories to pass through these lands. Some of these stories contain legendary parties to the likes of Vox Machina and of individuals like Elixion or Tony. Other stories simply have yet to be told. Still, no matter their origins, their creed, or their goals, all these stories start the same, with a humble beginning. This is one of those tales. In the war-scarred wastes of Zorhas, on the continent of Wildmount, an ancient power awakes with the potential to change the destiny for all of Exandria forever. An ancient plot devised long ago during the Calamity threatens to spell doom for four young adventurers from a different world. Will they emerge victorious in the end? Or will defeat bring an untimely end to their story just as it was beginning? In the end, only time will tell. You all find yourselves in a town, the town of Jigao. Now, this town is a mix of mainly goblin, orcs, and other normally frowned upon peoples. They have given up their ways of war, for the most part, and live in relative peace. As you awake, you notice that you are definitely not in the game store anymore. How do you wish to proceed?
Ah! What the fuck?
Where are we?
This is
what happened?
This is quite a realistic dream, isn't it?
Also, as you look around, y'all notice you don't look the same as you did.
I don't remember acid being like this. This is acid, right?
Oh no.
This is not real, right?
Alright, so as we wake up, Dex would be like, oh, no, I shit myself! And he's gonna like reach back and there's a tail. Guys, I have a tail. I have a fucking tail.
Preston looks over at Scott. It's like the first person he looks at, and he's like, "Oh, did you always have feathers all up in your hair?" And he gestures towards his hair.
What the fuck are you talking about? I look up at the hair because it's in my face normally. And sure enough, I see some feathers. I'm like, what? What the hell? Oh, okay, nope. This is acid. This is what I've been told acid is like. God damn it.
The whole feathers in the hair thing really went out of style years ago. Not gonna lie.
It's pretty problematic.
That is the last thing I fucking care about right now. Where are we?
Clarissa goes to run her fingers through her hair and, like, stops when she hits, like, a horn on top of her hair. And she, like, grabs it. She's like, what? Whoa, what? What is this? I can't pull it off. This is a hat or something, right? Like a weird headband type thing, right? What is
Holy
this?
Holy shit. Oh my god, you have like you got like devil horns going on, dude.
Excuse me?
Oh, that's so metal.
First of all,
I mean like
that's rude.
It looks good.
Oh, well, okay, thank you.
I'm going to look around at the landscape and see if I like recognize anything, if I can like recognize where we are.
Okay. So as you look around, you notice some weird things going on. So there's three main portions of the town, and weirdly enough, one of the portions of the town is moving, and as you look closer, this ramshackle town is on the back of a massive, turtle.
It's turtles all the way down.
Scott's jaw drops.
I love turtles.
Have you always been a furry?
The fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my good heavens. You...
Maybe the tail and the ears. It's a little tacky, I'm not gonna lie.
The what? The what? Dex reaches up to his head, and to his disgust, he feels cat ears. And he's just like, oh my, no! He turns around to find his beanie and like puts it on. He's like, no, it didn't happen. But then as he's like looking around and like stepping, like stumbling around, he steps on his own tail and he's just like,
my gosh.
And he like coils it up and like puts it in his back pocket.
I have to ask, and I know this probably isn't the best time, but could I pet behind your ears? I'm curious to see how soft they are.
Dude, boundaries.
Yeah, Scott like stares daggers over at Preston. Is like, how the fuck are you taking this all so well?
Your ears! He like points ears.
Preston's like, me? Or and then I go up to like
ears,
touch my ears, and they're like, oh, would you look at that? The pointy.
He has to be in on it. He's the one who probably asked that guy to drug us, right?
I mean,
right?
You all resemble races from the very popular tabletop game Griffins and Gargoyles. Have you not played it?
Popular.
Dude, D&D exists in this universe. You can just use the name.
We besmirch the name of
You don't have to rip
D&D.
Off Riverdale like that.
No, it's fine. You know what? Preston is too good for D&D in this universe because there's
He's
a better
good
version.
For D&D.
Is that what your mommy told you?
My mommy doesn't know I play tabletop games. I'm not allowed to tell anyone.
My mommy don't jiggle. She folds.
Hey, no. No, Dexter cannot be the one to say that. This is out of character. This is me talking to Barry. Do not make those jokes in front of him and not let him know. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
Okay. New place. New hair,
new me, new school.
Fuck, what do we, I don't, yeah.
Maybe we should wait for this trip to end, you know? It has to end, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We're just gonna sit here, stick together, everybody! Fuck, stick together, everybody! And, like, let's just wait for this to be over with.
How does the trip wear off? Don't you have to go back to where you were from to finish the trip?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I always
heard. Haven't you ever done acid before?
Oh, like the hazard and in games?
Why is this guy here?
Why are you asking
me? You were the one that all ran into the store.
Okay, yeah, we were in the store. That fucking...
No, I was chased.
Wait, pause.
I just heard a lot of yelling and rambling about socialism. And
guys, just shut the fuck up. Everybody, shut the fuck up real quick. You don't think we actually got sucked into a game, do you?
I mean, is it really that crazy? It's an old man, and it's a really old shop. And he did take some of our blood, so it's not impossible. He could have been a witch.
Yeah, that's it. He pricked us with the acid. That's what happened.
As you are discussing this, you hear a voice almost in your heads. Forward, my toys. We have adventures to begin.
You stay out of this, God.
I see how you might feel like this is some type of hallucination, because that is not a regular occurrence for me, even though I do play lots of games like this. No one usually talks in my head.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. How the hell do we get out of here?
I mean, does anybody ever talk to you?
I'd have you know that I'm quite popular at my school.
Oh, really?
It's just no one knows that I play these games.
Sorry, what's your name again?
He holds out his hand. Preston Adlin. A pleasure to meet you.
She's just kind of going to look at it and kind of like wave her hand a little bit at it and be like, okay. Okay, yeah. Don't remember you. Don't recognize you. Don't know you.
I'm sure we've never rubbed elbows. I go to a pretty prestigious school.
Rubbed
wow,
elbows.
I didn't have
guessed. Fucking A.
Dex reaches out and kind of like rubs Scott's elbow.
What the fuck? No. Get off of me.
I just want to see why the fuck he would do that to someone. Don't look at me weird.
Boundaries,
it's a,
dude.
It's
boundaries.
A turn of phrase. It's someone I would...
What I'm trying to say is that I would not associate with her because she does not go to my school.
Oh, gotcha. So you're an asshole. Got it. Got it.
No, I'm just pointing out a fact. I'm not trying to be mean. It's the same way as that I would never have met you because I would never have gone to Spencer's.
Okay. Whatever.
I mean, even if we went to the same school, I highly doubt that I would associate myself with you.
I start screaming at God again. Hey, I asked you a fucking question. How do we get out of here?
You finished the game. How does any game end? By playing.
You beat the final boss.
Very good.
Or you lose.
Or we all die. That is another way to lose games.
Wait. What? Hey, God, old man, what happens if we lose?
You don't want to know, child.
Well, maybe I don't want to play a game. Clarissa's going to cross her arms and just kind of pout.
And as you do that, maybe 100 yards away from you, lightning hits a tree.
What the fuck? Okay.
Right. Okay. So maybe rethink this whole not playing the game problem.
Otto, is there like a gutter or like an alleyway somewhere nearby?
So you're like 150 yards away from the city, just like outside of it. You're just kind of chilling in an open field.
Okay. Scott just kind of turns around and vomits.
All right. And Scott vomits. Congratulations.
That is quite nasty, if I say so myself.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
You like a handkerchief. And he pulls out a handkerchief from his breast pocket and hands it to Scott.
Scott takes the handkerchief and wipes his mouth and blows his nose and hands it. But actually, no, he just tosses it on the ground. Thanks.
Oh, that is so nasty.
Anybody got like a breath mint or something?
That's quite all right. I have more.
I have some gum in my purse.
Could I steal a piece?
Fine. Clarissa's just gonna begrudgingly open her purse and pull out some gum, and she's just gonna like toss a stick at him.
Ugh.
You owe me for this.
Thank
later.
You. For gum?
Yeah.
I do have to say that you have quite mean demeanor, and I don't know why you're being so cold to us when we're all in the same situation. There, I said it. I tried not to be rude about it, but I said it.
No, you're right. You're right. We're in this together. Let's head toward the stupid fucking town.
Just take the gum. I'm not taking it back. You touched it. Just take it.
It's on the ground at this point. I already flicked it back at you.
Preston bends over, picks it up, rips it in half, and gives a half to both of them. There.
Well, great. Now you broke it. Now neither of them want it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want a piece?
Yeah.
Clarissa just is like, doesn't know what to say.
I mean, you don't have to say anything. Just put it in your mouth and chew it.
He kind of slides his beanie back to reveal a cat ear. Like, please.
Oh my gosh, he's going to pull the Puss in Boots shit on us.
That's what he does. He takes his beanie off and does the Puss in Boots.
Oh,
he's just like, please.
Oh my god.
Man, I knew he was a submissive furry.
Oh my gosh.
Hey God, what's submissive?
I'll tell you when you're all the chief.
Alright, I guess we start.
Cool, and then Death like fist bumps the sky.
I guess we start heading towards the town.
Alrighty. So, you have entered the Jumble, a large district of tangled roads and single-story buildings in the town of Jigao. Throngs of people, most of them orcs and goblins, move through the streets, laughing, singing, running, and sightseeing. All are enthralled by the ruckus sights and sounds of the town's festival of merit. You hear snippets of conversation as people pass by. A goblin mother telling her children not to go near the baby horizon-backed tortoises. A drow guard in shining insectual armor complaining to his partner that his gauntlet was crushed by a hulking orc while arm wrestling. And a pair of young orcs in swimwear hollering as they rush toward the banks of the Eiffelon River. All around you, colorful signs and banners point toward festival booths surrounded by cheering people. On this street alone, you can see a meat pie eating contest near a shop mounted on the back of a massive tortoise. And on the other side of the road, a banner emblazoned with the words, Riddles and Rhymes, Unbeatable Riddles. That banner points toward a three-story temple in the center of the Jumble. The town is yours to explore. Where do you want to go?
Okay.
Riddles and Rhymes, Riddles and Rhymes, Riddles and Rhymes.
I have to agree. That does sound quite interesting.
Oh, okay.
Dex says while running towards it.
Scott's going to take a second and just like slap his face a little bit and be like, okay, you're in a video game, you're in a video game, you're in a video game, you're in a video game. What would you do in a video game? What would you do in a video game? I guess, okay, yeah, rhymes, they're going to Rhymes and Riddles. Okay, I'm just going to follow them and go to Rhymes and Riddles.
So, how this is going to work for each different challenge. So there's different challenges, right? And you can work as a party to complete it, but only one of you can actually be the competitor and win the possible reward for each one.
Gotcha.
Oh, really? This sounds quite interesting.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I'm real good at riddles.
I highly doubt that.
I've got a way with words, Scott.
Okay, riddle me this, cat. Why did you feel the need to steal my coffee?
Because I was thirsty.
And the dick popsicle?
For my girlfriend.
Oh.
You have a girlfriend?
Your cousin doesn't count.
Oh, shit.
I don't think we're related.
Because
she doesn't sound like me. She sounds a lot like him, and she points at Preston.
What? Wait, what does that mean? Like, she sounds like my accent?
What does that mean? She sounds like kind of like that, but like a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like you said, what does that mean? She's more like, what does that mean? You know?
Okay, so maybe you date someone that goes to my school. Do you know her name? I hope you know her name. You are dating her.
No, she's a bit older.
What is this fucking school you go to anyways? Hogwarts?
No. No, this isn't some...
Oh, fuck. Preston, what's your mom's name?
Hold on. Let me look at my...
This is where the funny happens. This is where the funny happens.
We're doing it this early.
Clarissa smirks because she knows she just stirred up some shit.
Her name is Michelle.
It's what?
Her name is Michelle. Why?
What a coincidence. That's my girlfriend's name.
Preston's face is like...
Do you know her?
Are you dating my mom?
I want to say dating.
Oh, no, she never mentioned a kid. I don't want to be a stepdad, you know?
She's married, too. It's my dad.
So is my girlfriend. That's so weird. And then, like, Dex just turns back towards the riddles and rhymes.
As soon as Dex turns back, Scott's already there and, like, ready to do riddles and rhymes because he's not paying attention to any of that bullshit.
You walk up to this goblin, whoever's playing.
That's me.
So, son, are you ready to test your wits?
Whatever. What's the riddles?
They're riddles 3. Solve them, and you will be rewarded. Time existed before me, but history can only begin after my creation.
Time existed before me, but history can only begin after my creation.
And in front of you on the table is a single book.
Is it, like, the ability to record things?
You're not too far off.
So, like, books and shit? Is it a book? Is the book the answer? No. I start poking the book.
Oh, this
is not the answer?
What is within the book is the answer.
Stories? I know.
Stories?
Pick me.
I turn to Preston. Preston. Yeah, Preston. Right.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I whisper to him. Like, what do you think it is?
No, I'm trying to be British. It's hard to hold it sometimes.
Right.
I don't know.
Crikey, I'm British.
You're banging me, mum.
Where's the tea, Gov?
You daft cunt.
Oh, hey, Preston.
Hey.
Preston, what do you think it is?
Oh, well, I think it's writing. The physical ability to write.
Gotcha.
Hey, is it writing? Is it the ability to write things down?
Good.
Yes. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little iffy on that one.
Are you ready for your second test?
Yeah. What's the second one?
Some are cherished, some are hated, and even if lost, they remain with you.
Memories.
I was just about to say
memories.
That.
I need harder riddles. Alrighty. Are you ready for your final riddle?
Yeah.
Your mother is an orc, your father is a dwarf. What are you?
Dork!
I was about to say that! Fuck!
A what?
A dork. It's a dork.
Good. He hands you a Medal of Merit. So when you win these competitions, you are given a Medal of Merit. You have the Medal of Wit.
Cool. Does that, like, do anything, or...?
You can press this medal to your temple as an action. Doing so gives an advantage on intelligence checks and intelligence saving throws for 1 hour. Once this property has been used, it can't be used again, and the medal becomes non-magical.
Okay, so as an action, I can use it, I can press it to my forehead, and what happens? I gain advantage on what?
intelligence checks and intelligence saving throws for 1 hour. I'll also end up writing this down and probably sending it to you.
It's all good. I'm writing it down right now.
What's up, everyone? It's Baron and Luke from the Encounter Table, and we just wanted to drop in and say a huge thank you to our friends over at Buzzsprout.
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember when you first came to me with the idea of starting the show, and we were super pumped, but we really had no idea where the hell to even start with a podcast.
that's pretty important, huh? But you know what? Thankfully, the good folks over at Buzzsprout want to see you succeed in giving the world exactly what it needs. Another podcast.
When you click the link in the episode description, that lets the people over at Buzzsprout know that we here at the Encounter Table sent you. And they'll give you a $20 Amazon gift card just for signing up. Like, they're practically giving you money. Just start a podcast.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty wild. So if you want to start up a podcast and get $20 while you're at it, then click the link in the episode description and get started with Buzzsprout today.
Now back to the show!
So, the first contest, congratulations, you've
Yay!
Won. Now, there are 6 more. You not have to play them all, but if you wish, you can play as many as you'd like. There's Best Pies in the Jumble, One-Shot Solution, the Eiffelon Plunge, Call to Arms, Wet Walks, and Hurting the Horizon Bags.
Scott's going to look up at God and be like, okay, I played your game. Can I fucking go home now? Hello?
The game is only just beginning, my child.
Okay, where do we go from here, then?
Wherever the game takes you, boy.
Shouldn't there be, like, a marker on our map or some shit?
What map?
I don't... That's what games normally have, especially, like, open-world RPGs. They have a map that shows you where to go.
Sometimes the map is only revealed by exploring the world.
Oh my god, is this some Elden Ring bullshit that we're in?
You play Elden Ring too?
Yeah, it's alright.
What kind of ring is Elden Ring?
It's a video game.
No maiden, huh?
At last.
Hey, you stay out of this, God. This.
Didn't need to make it so personal.
I bet you're all maidenless.
Apparently Dex isn't.
I mean, technically.
I was gonna say.
True. True. We are not done talking about this, by the way. This needs to be resolved at some point.
What's a maiden?
Preston's mom. Clarissa just smirks mischievously because she loves stirring the pot.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna suggest maybe we find, like, a tavern or something. Like, I don't know, figure out what the story is here.
But we're not of age to drink.
We're in a video game, it doesn't matter.
Listen, no, you don't have to drink. Listen to me. This is like a fantasy place, right?
Yeah.
You have cat ears.
Okay, so maybe we shouldn't be normal walking in there.
Like, how do you mean?
I wouldn't necessarily call this normal.
Like, we should all sound a lot more like Preston.
I talked normally to this guy. I gesture to the real guy. I'm like, I've been talking normally to this guy, and he hasn't batted an eye.
Okay, well, you could do that, but I'm gonna go in disguise.
As a disguise? What the fuck are you on about, dude?
Just trust me.
No.
I think I'm just going to walk in there, especially since I'm not going to listen to someone who is banging my mother.
Yeah, I'm with Preston on this. Yeah, let's just walk in somewhere. Let's find a tavern.
I'm not going to go with you guys in. I'm just going to walk
Why not?
A little ways behind you guys.
You don't know any more about this world than we do.
It's fine. Just let her do her thing. She's weird. It's all good.
First she makes fun of my mother, and then she doesn't follow the plan. Disaster, lads, I'm telling you.
So you walk into the nearest tavern. Everybody is quite excited and celebrating the festivities of the town.
I'm going to go up to the bar. Tender.
Hello, I am Lilium Pumpernickel.
Jesus, on a crutch.
Is that...
What the hell are you doing?
Is that what I sound like?
Everybody kind of
I come
down.
Here from my faraway land.
This guy wants to
so as you do
in
that,
such of delights and goodies.
As you do that, the large orc behind the tavern, behind the bar, just looks at you funny. You talk weird, son.
No, you do.
You're saying I'm weird in my own bar.
Oh, his accent is just so funny to listen to.
I am this boy's step daddy.
I stopped laughing.
and I need assistance.
All right, listen here, you homewrecker.
You're grounded.
You can make fun of my accent, and you can, I guess you bang my mother, but you cannot announce it to a room full of strangers. That is where I draw the line.
Oh my gosh.
So as you two are arguing, the barkeep walks up to you, kind of grabs you both by the scruff of your neck. Now you two, listen here. Oh, sorry, I need to put the voice back on. You two, stop arguing and get out of my bar. You're ruining the atmosphere for the rest of my patrons.
No, please, wait, I didn't mean to.
I just wanted to show my baby boy a good time.
I punched Dex in the face.
As you punch him, the barkeep just kind of like picks
you both
up.
I will spank
you
for that.
Picks you both up and holds you at like
the same way I do your mother.
Arm's length. As you two are just swinging in the air at each other.
Oh my God.
And you do this for a little bit until the barkeep kind of gets fed up and knocks both your heads together. Stop it.
Thank you.
That hurt. You're very strong.
What do you want?
I just want to know what's going on.
To show my baby boy a good time. That's his own.
Press is more in pain. He's like too in pain to know.
I love him so dearly.
Could you two help us?
Well, of course. It's the festival.
God told me to come here.
Who's God?
The man who speaks really loud.
He's the person who told me to come here. But not the fun kind of come. That is reserved for this boy's mother.
Oh my God. Holy
what, is
shit.
His mom one of those wenches?
That is a truck piece, correct?
She just goes by Michelle.
This is getting out of hand. You need to stop disrespecting my mother, or there will be consequences.
But she likes it.
I literally have tears in my eyes right now.
Chaos. Oh no. So at this point, you just kind of get thrown out the door by the barkeep.
Now look what you did.
He looks back at Scott and Clarissa.
No, Scott has used his gamer boy essence to try and, like, blend in with the crowd, essentially. That's actually one of my abilities. I have advantage on stealth rolls. Or not advantage, I'm proficient with them.
Okay.
So I'm going to, like, try to sneak into the crowd. That is a 13.
Just turns around. Anybody else need to be thrown out today? Should be a celebratory occasion. Just crickets around
cricket,
the room.
Cricket.
Good.
Cricket.
Back to your drinks. Enjoy your day.
Clarissa's going to saunter up to the barkeeper. Hey,
what can I do you? What can I do you for, little lass?
I was wondering if you could get me something strong and maybe let me know a little bit about this town.
Well, this is Jigao. Lovely little town. Plenty of orcs and goblins if you're into that.
You're into that?
Currently we're having the Festival of Merit.
I like to explore my options.
As he's pouring you a pint of ale.
Are there windows to this tavern?
Yes, there's one.
Preston is pressed up directly against one, just like trying to peer inside, see what's going on.
You know, also I'm not gonna lie, that dude that's like staring in the window right now, he just won't leave me alone.
He yells through, he's like, that is not true, whatever she's saying, she's lying. Don't trust her, she's a witch.
It's muffled.
I heard he's got mommy issues or something like that.
Pipe down, my boy.
You all heard it. That is fucking my mother. Who does that?
The barkeep pipes up. What's wrong with witches? My mom was a witch.
I'm sure your mother was lovely. But this girl, she's mean.
This boy's mother is also lovely. I can attest.
She's not nice. She won't even let people have gum for free. Who does that?
He walks over and just kind of shutters the window, walks back. Anyway, we were having a conversation about the Festival of Merit.
Yeah, could you tell me a little bit more about this festival? She was just going to flutter her eyelashes a little bit.
Of course I can. Every year, the strongest, the smartest, the best get together, and they compete to become the champions for a year. Bragging rights, rewards, it's a good time.
And say, where would one go to get equipment for this festival if they were interested in partaking?
equipment. You don't really need that.
Okay, so how do you take part in it?
Well, there's the call to arms. That's strength, hand-to-hand. Best pies in the jumble, my favorite game. Oh, that Agatha Silver Spoon, she makes the best meat pies in town. Just gotta eat them fast.
I know what kind of pie this boy's mother likes! And then he, like, next closes the door again.
I tackle him. Not like to do any serious damage, but now we're just, like, tussling outside. You take that back!
It would appear that there's a fight going on outside.
Yeah, probably. I don't really care.
Well, I think maybe my acquaintance, and she's gonna point at Travis. She's gonna, like, pause for a second. Yeah, my, acquaintance, I guess. I think he'd like a drink too, actually.
You gonna buy for him?
Oof. Well, you see, we're not that acquaintancy, I guess. Of course, I was just gonna grab her drink and kind of slink away from the bar top.
All right, so as you do that, you're just gonna go meet up with Travis?
Yeah.
All right.
Scott. It's Scott. Travis, thank you very much.
What do you guys wish to talk about or do?
So, Travis, it sounds like there's some kind of festival going on right now.
Who told you my last name?
So it sounds like there's like a parade or something going on in town right now. Maybe we should, like, I don't know, look into that a little bit more. Maybe we can get some parade information about how to get the hell out of this nightmare.
I hope we can find something soon. None of this sounds like any sort of game that I've played before. Like, normally there's some sort of great adventure you gotta go on or some shit like that, but we're just in a town with a turtle and a festival. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know about games. I'm more familiar with Wednesdays we wear pink, I don't know, some of more advanced entertainment, I guess you could say. But it's fine.
Advanced.
It's fine.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Anyways, sure, let's talk around this festival, I guess, see if we can find anything interesting.
Maybe we should get those boneheads outside, though, because I think they might be fighting.
You know what? Why don't you see if you can't sneak those two back in here? I got an idea.
I have to sneak them in?
Yeah, you're gonna sneak them back in and cause a distraction. Capiche?
Okay.
Because, like, if we're gonna, I whisper at Clarissa. I'm like, because if we're gonna, you know, get around here, maybe get some information, we might want some cash to help with that.
Excuse me?
Because I'm 90% sure this, and I pull out like a 20 out of my wallet, I'm 90% sure this is useless here. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, what kind of distraction should I do?
Just bring those two idiots back in here and let them cause a ruckus. Then the bartender will take care of them, and while he's doing that, I'll go behind the counter and see if I can't find any coins or whatever they use here for currency.
Okay, Grissa's gonna slam the rest of her drink down on the table, and she's gonna look at Travis. And if you touch this, I'll take one of your fingers, so probably just don't do that. Thanks! And she's just gonna, like, saunter away in her boots.
Jesus, lady. Holy cow.
So she's going to saunter towards the door in her boots and kind of take a glance back at the barkeep to make sure that he's not, like, watching her.
So, he's not watching you currently.
So, Clarissa's going to open the door and quickly run up to them. She's going to hesitantly grab each of them by the shoulder and be like, "All right, guys, we're going in." And just kind of, like, turn tail and just, like, drag them in after.
Big bomb man, scary, he might hurt us even more than he did the first time.
So as soon as those two come through the threshold, see the barkeep, "I told you two to get out of here."
"Hey, what the fuck is you talking about? I'm not that old."
"I'm not with him anymore. I don't know him. He just..."
"That was Lilium Bumpernickel. He's a real bad dude. I work for him, though. My name is..."
Yeah. As soon as the bartender walks towards them, I'm gonna try to sneak around the counter.
"And also, I'm fucking this kid's mom."
Okay. So, roll me a stealth check.
Stealth. I am a trooper at stealth.
Oh my god, we don't have the rogue doing stealth checks.
Nope, you got the druid. That is a 15 plus 6. That's a 21, baby.
Woo!
So you just walk, you walk right behind the counter. Nobody seems to realize that you're not supposed to be there. And you grab 42 gold. Woo! No, no, sorry. I meant to say 42 silver. No,
no, you can't take it back. You can't take it back, damn it.
All right. I'll say 10 gold.
All right. I'll take it.
Hell yeah.
All right. I snatch the coins and I just casually walk back around and like just try to walk out without being noticed.
All right. And you leave the tavern.
So as I was saying, when I first met this kid's mom.
So, bartender backhands both of you.
Ooh.
I didn't do anything this time.
Clarissa's going to grab her cup and give herself a quick refill as she's watching this fight.
That was not necessary. I was cooperating.
The barkeeper doesn't say anything. He just points at both you. And goes, shh.
Are you shooing us like dogs?
I'm going to treat you like a dog if you don't get out.
Yeah, I treat this guy's fucking mom.
All right, I'm leaving. I just don't want to be around him anymore.
Scott and Clarissa, are you leaving?
Yeah.
Back out in the street. What do you wish to do?
All right, you guys, what are we doing next?
Stop talking like that, please. For the love of God, just stop. Okay, so apparently there's like a festival going on around here. They're celebrating something. I guess we just gotta like split up and search for clues, gang. I do like a half-hearted like fist bump in the air. This feels weird. I don't like anything about this.
I've never been a part of a team before, but it is quite nice.
You really think we should split up?
No, that's okay. Hands in the middle.
Preston puts his hand in the middle. Preston's all in. All right. He thinks teamwork makes the dream work.
He looks around and he goes, butt eaters on three. One, two, three.
Fuck off.
Butt eaters.
Clarissa pulls her hand back like, I do not want to see be associated with your
We're not your band, dude. We're not your band. No. That's not happening.
Hey, but in this world, it doesn't have to be about a band.
Yeah.
I think we should split up into twos because we don't really know the town.
That is a good idea.
That seems safe.
I think Dex and Preston should go together.
I think that's a great idea.
I think that is a real bad idea, and I really don't want to be alone with him.
I will take my stepson.
I hate both of you. I hope you know that.
I think they just really need some quality bonding time.
No, yeah, no, we don't. More. You need to stop doing this, putting us in these situations that make me physically and mentally upset.
So what's the parties?
I think actually, like, in all seriousness, guys, we should probably stick together.
I agree.
Just to be safe.
We got some weird things running around here, and I really don't want to have to mess with any of them when I'm by myself.
Agreed. I mean, I feel like you could take care of yourself just the way you threw us under the bus. You'd be fine. Survival of the fittest and whatnot.
Hey, you guys being under the bus gave us enough money to buy a bus, and I gesture to the gold coins that I snatched out of the tavern.
Did you steal those?
Ah, so it did work.
We're not thieves.
Read them and weep. I mean, hey, we need money somehow.
As you're all discussing, a crowd begins to form over at a booth, and you see a tall orc woman holding multiple meat pies in her hands. Like, each hand, she's got like four of these suckers.
Yo, what's up with that tall orcish lady? She's got like a lot of meat pies over there.
Gather round, everybody. Time to eat some pies. Who's gonna compete?
Oh, I guess we're doing this.
I mean, I am kind of hungry.
Okay, Preston, you're up.
Okay.
Yep, you volunteered. Go for it.
I did? I just said I was a little hungry. Just now. They do look divine.
So as you walk forward, the savory scent of meat, pastry, and spices fill the air around a three-story building mounted on the back of a gigantic tortoise. A cooking stand and a festival stage with long tables are set up at the tortoise's feet, where an orc stands over a massive oven. She bustles from the oven to the stage and back, placing delicious-looking hand pies at each seat and stacking more of them on the cooling rack nearby. People are already gathered on a stage, including a scrawny young human with a mop of brown hair and a scruffy beard. As you approach the orc calls out in a melodic baritone, "Come to sample the best meat pies in this side of the wastes, yes? I sell them for meals up there, but I'm running pie-eating contests down here all day."
Well, they do look divine. Well, how does the competition work?
If you got an orc-sized stomach, you eat.
That's it?
Yeah. It costs 5 silver pieces to enter this contest.
I look back at Scott, and I was like, are you sure you want to do this? It costs money.
What do you guys think?
What's the prize?
5 silver pieces. Do we even have that much?
What's the conversion rate? I don't really know shit.
That's the cost, but what's the prize?
I turned back to the orc lady and was like, what would 1 gold piece get us? We're bad at math. And,
1 gold piece, that's 10 silver pieces.
Great. That's wonderful. How many people can participate in this challenge?
Well, as many as you like.
I turned back as I was like, for 1 gold piece, one of you are doing this with me.
It seems like it'd be a really good bonding moment.
Yes, it shall! No. Lilium Pumpernickel shall take the stand!
No. God.
So as Dex approaches the stage, hands the orc Agath Silverspoon 1 gold piece. He is promptly handed back 6 silver pieces. Thank you kindly, sir. Take a seat. You all sit down. Now, that's how it's going to work. You are competing against 3 other people, and it's going to require constitution checks. Okay? So be aware of your constitution. Get a d20 ready.
Fuck. Why'd y'all pick me? I'm bad at those.
Is everybody ready?
Ready!
Alrighty. Now, 3, 2, 1, 8. I'm going to need you all to make I need you two to make me a constitution throw, okay?
Oh my god, I got an 11.
Otto, could I make a proposition to you?
Okay.
Rather than eating these pies, could Dex either use deception or sleight of hand to just hide them?
Jesus Christ.
Like either like stuff his his hoodie and pants full.
I'll let you try.
That's never a good...
Your DC is going to be a little bit higher.
Okay.
So roll a sleight of hand check.
All right. Oh, baby, hot dice. That's a nat 20 plus 8, motherfucker. So what does a 28 get me?
Alrighty. So you are going to successfully put, let's say, 2 of these pies into your jacket. Everyone successfully eats their first pie. Make another roll for me.
And write down 2 rations for later.
You are slow, chaps. You're so slow.
A 10. But, hold on. I don't know if I had specified this before, but in the intro, I did mention that Preston is magical in the chaotic sense, and what that means is that his focus is wild magic, and at level 1, he gets Tides of Chaos, which is, and I quote,
I know what Tides of Chaos is.
So yeah, you can manipulate the forces of chance and chaos to gain advantage on 1 attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. Once you do so, you must finish a long rest before you use this feature again. At any time before you regain the use of this feature, the DM can have you roll on the Wild Magic Surge table immediately after you cast a sorcerer spell at first level or higher.
So, I'm gonna help you out, buddy. You pass this one.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
So both of you successfully complete your second and third pie. The other two.
Oh yeah, I should probably say my next roll.
Yes.
I got a 19 plus 8, so 27 that time.
That'll fucking do it. All right, roll again for me.
Hey, that's a 16, baby.
Alrighty. So you're successful on your third pie. One more time.
Clarissa's gonna look over at Scott and be like, "What is he doing?"
I don't know.
Michael, I would like to apply my Tides of Chaos thing.
God bless, I love
Michael,
it.
Michael, I really want to. Okay.
Do it.
For rolling that shit. I got 13.
You pass. Dex, how about you?
I got a 10 plus 8, 18.
God damn.
You both pass.
How many pies have you shoved away in your sweatshirt by now?
At this point, 4. One more time.
I have 13. I got 13 again. I'm rolling 13th a lot.
No whammy. Ooh, 5 plus 8, 13.
Alrighty. So.
Like father, like son, I do say.
However, because he rolled so high, He did stuff away another pie, so it would appear that Dex is the winner of the best pies in town. Now, you are given a medal of merit. And you guessed it. It's in the shape of a pie, ooh, baby. Now, that young man walks up to you.
I hide it in my hoodie.
Okay. Sounds good. That young man walks up to you, introducing himself. That was a good competition there, bud.
I mean, not really. You lost.
Well, you gotta be a fair sport. My name's Irvin. Irvin Wastewalker.
Whoa. Hi, Irvin.
Hello. Well, good luck to you, and I will see you later.
Okay. And Dex just leaves.
As he's walking away, he meets up with somebody else, and he just goes, they're kind of awkward over there. I don't know. I'm gonna steal clear from those guys. All right. So, congratulations. You won that one. And you have 5 pies.
Yeah. Write that down in your inventory. 5 rations.
Yes.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm writing that down, baby. And canonically, these are, like, the best meat pies, right? Because that girl, like, is, like, a great chef or something.
I mean, yeah. Would you know? You didn't eat any of them.
Yeah. Preston, how are the pies?
Well, I'm very full. They were delightful.
Alrighty, so as you travel down your way, you have...
Oh, also, Otto, what does that metal do?
That's a great question. You gain 2d4 plus 2 temporary hit points when you use an action to press the metal to your mouth. Once this property has been used, it cannot be used again, and the metal becomes non-magical. While magical, the metal is slightly warm to the touch, as if it's fresh from the oven, and smells faintly of baked pie crust. Alright, as you're walking down the street, you have 2 more opportunities... Immediately, there is the one-shot solution, or the call to arms.
Well, I feel if I move anymore, I'm going to explode. So, I say we stop at one of these and see what they're all about.
I don't know, Clarissa, you're the only one that hasn't done anything yet. You want to try one of these?
You approach a brick building with a sign that reads Beef Slab Butchers. A simple table and 2 chairs have been set up outside. Both chairs are currently occupied by people wearing the armor of the Aurora Watch. Their elbows braced against the table and their hands locked in an arm wrestling duel. 2 dozen festival goers watch them silently until, slam! The occupant of the left chair pushes his opponent's arm to the table and the crowd erupts in whoops and cheers. Do you wish to compete?
This seems right up your alley, Clarissa. You seem like the type to enjoy this sort of thing.
Yeah, Tex kind of like nudges Clarissa forward.
Fine. I'll do it.
Alrighty. So you face off against a tall orcish woman. And as you sit at your table, you're greeted by Maggie Keeneyes, a large orc. Hello, little lady. What brings you to these parts of town?
Oh, you know, the festival.
Suppose same as the rest of us. So, shall we begin?
Yeah, let's do it.
As you brace your arms against the table and grip hands, her hands very large and completely envelops yours. Cold to the touch, yet kinda sweaty. I'm gonna need you to make a athletic check.
Okay.
Ooh, real quick, Otto.
Yes.
Could I attempt to assist Clarissa?
How?
I want to walk up to the big, sexy, hot orcish woman.
I'm so happy you said that.
And I'm going to, like, kind of whisper in her ear and just be like, hey, if you throw this game, we'll give you 50 gold.
What?
And I'm going to roll deception because I am pure bullshitting.
Go ahead and give that a try.
9 plus 8, so 17.
She looks up at you, kind of growls through a grin. Fine, sweetheart. I come to collect, though. You rolled a what?
11.
As soon as that happens, she looks at you. Clarissa, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go. And as she says go, you are met with some slight resistance, but you find no trouble at all pushing her hand to the table. And you are victorious.
Yeah! Jax is like pretending to be so excited. Like, oh my god, did y'all see that?
That was quite impressive.
Yeah, good job.
So Maggie.
Now this is barren to the rest of the party. We totally just need to like break all these games, right?
This is fucking
clean house. I have a plus 8 to sleight of hand and deception. We can win. Fucking casino rules, baby.
So as Maggie stands away from the table, another tall orc sits down.
Fuck.
Hello. Hello. I'm Merle. You ready for this?
Yeah. You seem like the,
Hey, you want to lose, right?
You seem like a fun character. How about we make this a little bit more interesting?
How so?
Or says, like, a very mischievous smirk. Well, she's gonna pat Dex on the arm. Since he seems to like to get involved in my games, how about we put him up on the betting table?
Oh.
Beat me and you can...
Yeah!
Spend the day with him and do whatever you will with him.
Yeah, like, we can go shopping, mm-mm, play games, puzzles... I fuck with puzzles.
Watch out, he will fuck your mother.
Yeah.
From first-hand experience.
I suppose so. And what do you want in return?
I don't know.
You could punch him in the face, just beat the shit out of him.
Shit.
5 gold pieces if you win.
7 and it's a deal.
No, she just said if you win!
Yeah, I will wait. Yeah, I
no,
want,
no, she's right.
You just got swindled by Otto.
I want 7.
Oh, wait. Oh, I was thinking Otto tried getting her to be like, you pay 7 gold pieces if you win.
Dex, shut the fuck up.
Sounds like a deal, sweetheart. Looks over at Dex. You're coming home with me tonight?
For what?
I got plenty of chores. You're gonna shovel some shit, boy. Turns back to you. You ready for this?
I was born ready for this.
Mm-mm.
Go! All right, I'm gonna need you to roll a athletics check.
Ha ha ha! 17.
Okay, so you are met with heavy resistance at first, yet you are still able to inch the hand closer and closer to your victory. And then after a couple moments have passed, you are victorious. All strength seemed to have left this woman. She stands up. Fine. Pulls out some coins, throws it on the table, some scattering onto the ground.
Thanks, sweetie.
I'm leaving.
Thank you. Nice to meet ya.
And then another individual walks up to you and places a medal upon your neck.
Woo!
This medal is an ebony color, and it's shaped like a flexing arm. This is the medal of muscle.
It's not fake, is it? I wouldn't want it to tarnish on my skin.
No, it's not fake. You can squeeze this metal tightly in the palm of your hand as an action. Doing so gives you advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws for 1 hour. Once this property has been used, it can't be used again, and the metal becomes non-magical.
Holy shit.
That's dope.
Yeah, that one's kind of fucking OP.
Just a little.
See, that's wild.
Advantage in strength checks for an hour? Cool.
Yeah, and saving throws. Like, that's pretty damn good. So, the sun is beginning to set. You have not completed all the competitions, but that's fine. As the sun begins to set, you begin to hear bells go off in the distance as everybody starts to kind of congregate into the middle of town. Do you wish to follow them?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, good. You had no choice. So...
Actually, Otto, I think we'll leave.
Yeah, no, fuck you. You remember that thing we were talking about earlier, the no period? Yeah, that's that. Have fun. Railroad a bitch, let's go!
That's what I'm talking about, baby!
On the stage stands 2 elderly-looking orcs, clearly of higher status in the town, wearing some quite fine drab. This stage is on the back of Horizon Back Tortoise, and there are some, like, old soap boxes on it. The more prominent-looking of the orcs kind of shimmies his way on top, even though he looks like he's, like, 500 years old. An elderly orc dressed in deep blue robes stands atop a platform of crates. He smiles at the crowd. Mighty warriors, brilliant strategists, you have impressed us with your feats of strength. Your incisive wit and your sturdy bellies. But the main event, as you know, is yet to come. Only 2 teams will be chosen to compete in the final challenge, a race through the Emerald Grotto, in the depths of which the greatest prize awaits. So, As the elders begin kind of murmuring to themselves and pointing here and there at the different people they are choosing. And one of those fingers just happens to come your way. Two teams are chosen. A team of four weird-looking adventurers who are clearly not from this bit of town. You are chosen, and you are asked to stand upon the stage. You are directed to stand on the left part of the stage. Another team is chosen, a team of five. Amongst them is a half-elf, a human that you have seen before, a tall orcish woman who you have seen before. Oh, you've seen these people. Hey, remember that orc you promised 50 gold?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you may have fucked up a little bit, chief. Also with them is a tiefling, a half-elf, and a goblin. I don't know if I mentioned that half-elf yet. So, you are named the competitors for the final competition.
No, we're the butt eaters.
My God.
No. God, no. Scott looks up at the sky, and he's sort of like, is this what we're supposed to do? Is this part of your game? Is this, like, what we're going to... Yeah. No? Maybe?
No answer.
All right, fuck you, too. All right, whatever.
The audience cheers and wishes you luck as you prepare to receive your instructions.
Dex is going to pull out his phone and text Preston's mom and just say, hey... ... gonna be late. Hey, thanks for checking out our inaugural episode of The Encounter Table. This project has been super fun to work on, and we are so excited to finally put it in your hands. Or, well, ears, rather. If you want to get this show ad-free, gain access to tons of other shows, commentaries, videos, and more, or, you know, if you just love us, head over to patreon.com/TheEncounterTablePod. That's patreon.com/TheEncounterTablePod. You can check the episode description for all links that you may want to find, and please do us a favor with this and drop us a 5-star rating. You know, go ahead and give us a review and a follow while you're at it, you know? Huge thank you to our patrons, Z-Boyce, RussianPanda789, KittyMeowMeow78, and ElkHurtYou. This show would literally not be possible without you. My name is Baron, and I play Dex. Luke Godfrey as Scott, Joe LaJoyce as Preston, Jordan Maka as Clarissa, and our DM is Michael Otto. If you're a music enjoyer, check out my stuff, baby. Just search Baron, B-A-A-R-O-N, wherever you get your music fix. Now, without further ado, The Encounter Table, Episode 2, A Water Level That Doesn't Suck, comes out July 6th. All right, love you.
Bye.
What has two legs, some major knockers, and is getting banged by this guy?
My mom!
I'm gonna laugh my way through the pain of this.